Welcome back to the podcast. So glad to be inside your ears. So in today's episode, we're talking all about cultivating confidence and why it is essential, why it's important for you to be practicing to make sure that you are continuously exercising your confidence muscles. And if you're listening to this episode, it may be that you do want to start working on your confidence. You've been thinking about, you wanting to improve your confidence. So you might already be confident and you're like, I want to up this, I want to level this up. Then this is going to be a really good episode for you because we're just going to be talking about one of the first steps that you need to take when it comes down to cultivating confidence and just really understanding where you are at in your journey in this area, and some of the things that you may want to start doing, exercising, or practicing when it comes down to your confidence. Because we know how important it is to have confidence. Confidence is very important for us as human beings. It's actually a need. We need to be full of esteem and confidence. So we need to be able to feel confident. Let's not use the word again, but feel capable, feel able to do things that maybe you put your mind to, that you say you're going to do, to feel secure in your abilities, to be able to trust in the things that you can, do or you put your mind to doing. So really, it's about believing in yourself and your abilities, so the things that you can do as well. So it's important for us to be confident. And I don't want you to feel like a way, or I don't want you to feel shamed if there's times where you've noticed, or if in this period right now, you notice that your confidence isn't where you want it to be. It's fine. And the good thing is that you can work on it. And yeah, that's why we love personal development. That's why we would love working on ourselves and doing the inner work. And I know usually around this time of year, we are preparing for the new year. And usually when we're doing that, we are starting to declutter things. We're starting to exercise more of our new habits or habits that we no work for us. So we're really focusing on the habits, we're mastering our habits, we're clearing space, and then we're starting to vision and get really clear in terms of what it is that we want for the next year. And within that, we also start to think about the next level version of ourselves. I know on my stories on Instagram, I think it was last week, I asked a question and I just said, what is your vibe for 2024? And I think sometimes it may be hard to maybe come up with goals right now. It may be hard to even think about your next level version. You haven't really got there yet, and that's fine. Go at your own pace, but do keep it, in mind. Like, do have that pin there for you to go back to it, because sometimes when we give things space to just kind of float around, maybe we'll set an intention that this is what we want to do. We want to get clear on what the next version of ourselves is, but we don't know what it is right now. We can put a pin in it and we can pause and we can let our mind and our subconscious start to do the work in the background. And then the answer will typically come to you. So trust in that. Don't rush yourself either. So if it's not the vibe or the zone that you're in right now, respect that, honor that, and trust, and be confident in yourself that you're going to come back to that and you're going to address it when you are ready. But also, this episode's also here just to get those juices flowing and to also for you to be able to, any of you, to be able to go back to listen to whenever you need it as well. So this is usually a good time for you to start to visualize and get clear on what you want. And going back to what I was saying, was I asked the question of what's your vibe? So I want you to think about right now, like, what is your vibe for 2024? So this can include, habits, ways of being, characteristics, experiences, how you want to feel, these kind of things. So what is the vibe for 2024? So it's like you describing, an event that you want people to come to, or a party that you want people to come to. So if you were to describe that, so your vibe for 2024, if you were to describe that, what would it be? Would it be like free flowing, exciting, chill? Like you can use as many words as you like. You can use as much things to describe it. It's tunnel vision. It's peace. It's calm. It's serenity. It's tennis. It's raw meals. It's raw foods. It's juicing. Like it's hot girl walks, hot guy walks. It's pouring into ourselves. What is the vibe? What are the errors? All the things. So really get descriptive with that, and that can really just start getting you quite excited and focused, and start to get a bit more clear in terms of what it is that you want. Because sometimes what can happen is you're overthinking the whole process. Don't overthink. Don't try and do too much. And sometimes things unfold as well. So we do also, moving forward in 2024, we want to also create space for other things to grow, other things to unfold as well. So we do want to create space for like things to just happen, like miracles and all of these kind of things. We want to keep it open as well. So that's why we don't want to have too many things, but we want to know, maybe what the vibe is. And then from there's one to three things that maybe you're like, yeah, this is what I'm focusing on. And then we'll let the rest unfold, or I'm focusing on these three things, and then once I accomplish those, I'll move on to the next three things, three or two things, and then we can go like that throughout the year. And I think that's quite a nice kind of place to s start, and a nice flow to be in. But yeah, so you can think about the vibe, but also as well, this is a good time for you to think about the next version of yourself and, what characteristics they hold. And typically, the next version of yourself, every time I speak to people, it's usually to do with like more confidence, more boldness, more courageousness. And the next level version, or the next version of yourself, is confident, they're compassionate, they're courageous, so they're bold as well. And it's so important for us. When we're serving in this world, so whether you are just serving, whether you are an entrepreneur, business owner, what have you, coach, we are going to face some challenges, and usually there's some uncertainty, and setbacks and all of these kind of things that we may experience. And that's why it's so important for us to exercise confidence, because when we're confident, we are better at making decisions. Better decisions for ourselves, and we're able to trust our instincts, okay, and make what I like to call best interest decisions. We are more confident and bold and courageous in taking risks. And we're also confident and bold in overcoming the challenges that we might face. So, overcoming any setbacks that we might have or experience, which is part of the journey, right? So, it is our responsibility to make sure that we are working on our confidence muscles. And we're doing things that make us feel good. We are reminding ourselves of the things that we are good at, and we're also celebrating our wins and the things that we are working towards and moving towards as well. So not only the things that we've accomplished, but even the efforts that we are making as well. So I wanted to share about a couple of journal prompts that I want you to journal on as well. So I just want you to think about these right now, and just like anything that comes to your mind, just jot it down. Don't overthink it. So, I want you to ask yourself, what are my strengths? So, I want you to identify what some of your strengths are, because again, sometimes we can forget some of the things that we're good at. So, I want you to identify those things. Is it that you're organized? Is it that you're disciplined? Is it that you are, happy-go-lucky, you're caring, you're supportive, you're hardworking? What are the things that you're really good at? And maybe these are things that other people also tell you that you're good at as well. So I want you to get that down. I want you to also get down what your accomplishments are. So things that you've achieved and things that you have been making an effort towards as well. So get those down. So we're getting clear on what our strengths are, our accomplishments. And then I want you to think about what your goals are currently. Like, what are your current goals? These can be self-care goals, business goals, life goals, personal goals. But if I was to say to you, what are three things, three goals that you are, your top three goals that you're working for and towards, that you want to achieve within the next 3 months, what would it be? And it's always good for us to set goals, always good for us to, look at our goals. Because again, this is what's going to be leading us into, again, the next best version of ourselves. And it's going to be helping us on our journey and keeping us on track and in the direction that we want to go. So it's always great to like work towards goals, and be realistic with our goals. And again, like celebrate when we are achieving these goals as well, because sometimes things, life things can just really come at you really, really quickly. And when we are not doing these things, like being present, coming back to ourselves, acknowledging the things that we're doing really well, it can start to impact our well-being and our mental health as well. So it's really important to ground yourself and remind yourself of all the amazing things that you are doing and that you have done as well. And then the next one, I've got some more, but I think this will be really good, a good starting point for you just to get some clarity, is what are some ways that I can celebrate my successes, my achievements, my accomplishments? And I want you to get that down, and I want you to think about, how you can actually start to do these things. For me right now, my goals in terms of 2024, is really obviously to take my self-care to the next level. So trying out new activities. I want to also be honing in on some of my like hobbies. So hobbies that I've had in the past that I'm reigniting, and new hobbies as well. So that's what I'm going to be focusing it on. And I also want to think about how I'm nourishing my body as well. So I'm going to be trying out different things like eating raw and things like that, and maybe doing a bit more fasting and all of that good stuff. So that's me, that's my vibe. So I'd love you to share yours with me. You can DM me or email me. Yeah, I really hope that you found this episode really helpful. Remember that when you're cultivating confidence, it takes time, it takes effort, but it is definitely worth it. And when you're confident, you're able and more likely to succeed in business and life. So, and also that's why I'm really excited about this month, if you're listening in December 2023, this month's workshop. So this month, we are going to be learning all about how to cultivate confidence, how to identify our strengths, challenge limiting beliefs, and also set realistic goals and celebrate our successes. So it's going to be really, really good, especially at this time of year. We're going to be just looking at how we can step into the next best version of ourselves before the year starts. We're prepared, we've got our mind right, we're ready to look after our mind, we're ready to go towards the goals, and we're ready to celebrate and welcome in greatness. So if this is something that you feel you've been called to kind of involve yourself in, to tap into, you want to learn these things, this is something that you are ready for, then I would love to have you. I would love to support you. And you can sign up for the workshop. So at the moment, with you listening right now, there is an early bird offer. So if you get in early, obviously you get your space for a cheaper price, which is always good. If you cannot join us live on the day, there is a replay. But when you click the link in the show notes, that's where all the information will be for you to learn more. you'll find out all the information that you need. But if you've got any other questions, like, hold on, Shanley, can I just ask you this? Can I just check this? I want to go over this, whatever it may be, then all you've got to do is just send me a DM. But all the information will be in the link in the show notes. And I look forward to seeing you inside the workshop. And if not, I will see you in the next episode. Take care.